somewhere far away. Now, if you have ever been to go and see a performance at Harrogate Theatre, there is a chance that you have seen something by HOPS. Now, HOPS stands for the Harrogate Operatic Players. Something exciting is happening in June. It is going to be My Fair Lady on the stage at Harrogate Theatre. But we are launching this in a slightly different way this time because we are searching for Eliza. Now, we'll go on to exactly what that means very shortly, but first of all, I would like to introduce Richard. Now, would you like to tell us a little bit more about what it is that you do with Harrogate Operatic Players?
I'm the new chairman of Harrogate Operatic Players, so with a very talented, dedicated bunch of people on our committee, we decide what we're going to do as a show and then actually start the whole ball rolling. Try and put a budget together, which our budget is high because of the quality of productions we actually do. We're talking somewhere in the excess of 40,000 for us to put on a show. So we do need to sell a lot of tickets to do that, so we do need a really good audience. But they do expect a really high quality production, and that's what we specialise in doing. My Fair Lady has been described as the perfect musical in the past, and the one thing that it has is it's very bright, it's very light, there's a lot of songs. I think there's 8 chorus numbers and 15 different duets and solos in the, so it's absolutely jam-packed with fantastic music, which I'll let James sort of go on to a little bit later on. But I suppose the key to My Fair Lady is it's a very good story. It's a believable story. Some musicals, they're sort of a vehicle to be able to just sing songs, but My Fair Lady has a very good story, which is why it's key that we get the right people to actually fill those roles.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement...
Should we come over to you next, James? Do you want to tell us a little bit about the role that you are having in this next HOPS production?
Yes, so I've come in to be the new musical director of the company, which is obviously a big thing in a big musical production.
So you could say the most important thing.
Yeah, I suppose you could say, but I think Michael might have something to say about that. So I'll be teaching all the singing, all the harmonies, being at the rehearsal, floor rehearsals, to sort of recap everything, play piano for Michael. And then come show week, I will be conducting the band, getting the band together and being there every night, basically, and conducting.
You have mentioned Michael, so we must just come over to you next. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do that will be working so closely to James.
Yeah, I'm the director and also the choreographer of the show. So my job is to have a vision and put it all together alongside James with the music. And he's very high quality, lovely orchestra sound.
Yeah.
He's very good.
Have you got a favourite song of My Fair Lady?
One of my favourite numbers, and it's probably one of the lesser well-known ones of the production, is Just You Wait, which is a song Eliza sings about Higgins in a really Cockney accent, really sort of broad Cockney accent, and it's quite a funny number.
Just you wait in me, Higgins, just you wait. You'll be sorry, but your tears will be too light.
When it's done right, and it's quite a tough sing, actually, because it's got some really awkward timing points and some awkward vocal tuning lines, but it's one of my favourite numbers.
In me, Higgins, till you're sick.
The show's going to be coming to Harrogate Theatre in June, but in January you are officially launching Search for Eliza, which kind of means that you must not have an Eliza yet. But what kind of an Eliza are you looking for? And tell me more about this search.
Well, the search for Eliza, we're looking for somebody round about the age of 18 to 25, and really that is what they look like on stage. You can be 30 and look 25. She must be able to sing, obviously, and I think James... She's got top note of, what is it, James?
It's a G5.
I'm nodding like I know what a G5 sounds. High.
The most iconic song of the show, which is I Could Have Danced All Night, or certainly one of them.
Yeah.
I could have danced, danced all night. Now, it's a lot higher than that for a woman.
I was going to say, you could be Eliza.
Well, wrong octave, I think, but much, much higher than that. But that is possibly one of the most iconic moments in the show. Eliza, I like to put two audition pieces down, one where she's singing in a Cockney accent and one where she's singing in a posh accent, because she's got to be able to do both, otherwise the whole concept of the show doesn't work.
So somebody needs to be able to sing then. Do they need to be able to dance or act?
Yeah, they need to be able to dance. I once did this show before and forgot to do a dance audition for Eliza. She was so good, I started rehearsals and she couldn't dance. She had two left feet and it was a nightmare. So yes, there will be a dance audition for Eliza, but like James said, accents are very important.
It's not just Eliza you're looking for. There's a couple of other character boots to fill as well.
Yes, we're looking for the part that Rex Harrison played, Professor Higgins. Another part that is well known, Doolittle. That's a very lovely part to play. Mrs. Pierce, Hugh Pickering, the Colonel. That's another part that we'll be looking for. Chorus, obviously, we've got to have a chorus. You cannot just put a show on with principals.
Hello, Mel, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. This is a fantastic opportunity for anybody who perhaps have done shows before in the past, who maybe wants to think, I want to get back into shows, but I just want a small part. Maybe joining our chorus would be a great opportunity. Come join us in the new year as a new year's resolution. Or perhaps it's something that you've never done before. Maybe it's something that you've always wondered whether you could. Or maybe you just want to join us as part of our backstage team, front of house. You know, it's endless. You know, there's just a big team behind us, and we need your help.
And I do have to say, you're a lovely bunch as the Harrogate Operatic Players. So, you know, you're not a scary lot to be coming and joining in with. If somebody wants to give it a go or just find out more about what's involved with an audition, what is their first step?
Simply email us. That's all you need to do. It's very easy. hello@harrogateoperaticplayers.co.uk, and we'll put the email address on your website as well, just in case you haven't got a pen and paper to hand right now. And just click on the link and we'll get back to you with further information on how you can audition for the show.
So we'll put all the information then online at strayfm.com for people who would like to come along and audition. I will speak to you all again way before it's time for actual My Fair Lady to take the stage. But thank you all very much, and good luck to everyone auditioning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.